Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyu. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Stand to your feet. Let's welcome the ministry of my friend and brother, Pastor James Mills.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that we have come to Mount Zion, a place where angels ascend and descend? Do you believe that the Lord is going to minister to your heart and your soul today? Lift up your voice and commit yourself into the hands of the Lord and ask God to speak to you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray for a minute. Pray for yourself. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We have come to Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion in the name of Jesus. Rakapaya baha leko satala mabaka badada leka sutele meke dada badabaha. Oh, remaka sataya makabada bako sehe in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 65 verse 20. Isaiah 65 verse 20, NLT, before you sit down. If you are not sick, kindly be on your feet before you sit down. Isaiah 65 verse 20. I want to prophesy over your life before I preach. It says that no longer will babies die only a few days old. I declare upon your life that you will not die. Amen. I said I declare upon your life that you will not die. The scripture says that no longer will adults die before they have lived a full life. It means that an adult can die before he or she will live a full life. But today I stand under the unction of a prophetic unction, and I pray over your life that you will not die. I declare that you will not die. No cancer will kill you. Oh, you didn't believe what I said. I said no cancer will kill you. What kill your mother will not kill you. What kill your father will not kill you. What kill your uncle will not kill you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Ayakatala Baba. Bible says no longer will my people be considered old at 100. May you live long in the name of Jesus. I said, may you live long in the name of Jesus. Any fear that the devil has placed in your heart that you are not going to live long, any fear that the devil has put in your heart that you are not going to live long, today I stand under a prophetic unction and I prophesy over your life that you will live long. You will live long. You will live long in the name of Jesus. You will not have breast cancer. Can I prophesy? I said, you will not have breast cancer. Breast cancer will not kill you. They will not kill you in the name of Jesus. Any strange attack of the enemy upon you today, by a prophetic declaration, we declare that God is saving you. God is saving you. God is saving you. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, God is saving me. Say, God is saving me. Say, I will not die of any cancer. Say, I will not die of any cancer. Declare with me. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I am a child of God. I have the DNA of Jesus in me. No cancer can come to me. No strange disease can possess my body in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Father, we thank you. We rebuke any spirit of fear in our midst today. We stand on your word that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Thank you. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together and be seated. after you hear such a thing, you can become very terrified. I remember during COVID time, I will come home and I feel like I have COVID. Not because I have COVID, but because people kept talking about COVID. And as we are here, hearing things, you know, medicine is very important and it's something we cannot take out. But I also want to explain to you that the power of God is the power of God. The scripture says that whose report do you believe? And today we chose to believe the report of God, that we will not die, we will live and declare his word. That we will not die, we will live and declare his word. That no strange disease will possess our bodies. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. This morning, I thank God for my life, for being in church and for having the privilege to preach the word of God to you. It's a privilege and I thank God for that. Amen. I also bring you greetings from Pastor. You didn't put your hands together for the Lord. Soon and very soon, he's going to be with us and share the word of God with us very powerfully. And we thank God for his life. He's a blessing to us, and he's a blessing to me and my wife especially. Hallelujah. Also want to thank God for Mama D. Mama D is in our midst today. Hallelujah. I mean, I feel so good that Mama D is my first lady. I don't know why. I just feel so good. You see, there are people, when you see them, you're happy that they are, like, you are related to them, isn't it? Yeah, and it's a blessing. She's been a blessing to me. You know, she's someone that loves me so much. Amen. And I also want to thank God for the life of my younger brother, Pastor Elvis. When he took the microphone, he says that I am his younger brother, forgetting that I will come and take the microphone. I mean, how can you commit such a mistake? He is my younger brother. Can I give you one evidence why I said he's my younger brother? You don't want to know. Mommy, let me give it them one. So I got married and I asked him to marry. So a year after that, he married. Now do you have evidence? Yes. That's just one. That's just one. When I got married, I told him, Charlie, the thing is nice. Come into it. So elder brothers, they paved the way for the younger brothers to follow. Yeah. Pastor Elvis is just a blessing. I mean, the last time I was telling someone that one person in this life that will be so happy for me that I'm doing so well is Pastor Elvis. Yeah. Pastor Elvis will never, he'll be happy for me and I'll be happy for him. Yes. You know, there are people who feel when you have something, they are not happy, they become jealous and all that. But I will say emphatically that Pastor Elvis is that friend. Hallelujah. And thank you for being a friend and a brother. Amen. A younger brother, of course. Then also want to thank God for the life of my special wife, Esther. Thank you for loving me and thank you for caring for me. You know, sometimes women are very powerful and they have vision. Because when I look at where I was and my wife accepted to marry me, I was wondering why. Is it? Yes. Mommy, do you remember when I came to you? Yes. With my big head. What? Charlie, it was not easy. And my wife says she's going to marry me. I was surprised. Actually, I was just trying. And I just tried. And the thing is far. Because me now, when I went, I was afraid. And she said, oh, she was going to marry me. It means that she's someone who has vision. She has seen something that I didn't see. And thank you. Thank you for loving me. And don't stop loving me. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, don't stop. Don't stop. Love me more. Amen. All right, let's share a word of prayer. Father, we pray today, committing ourselves into your hand. As we listen to your word, bring us an impartation. Bring us a blessing. Bring us deliverance in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes of our understanding. May we be enlightened today in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that today is not about me. I hide myself behind the cross. And I pray, Father, that let your spirit, the Holy Spirit, our helper, let him be seen in our midst and bless us today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, we'll be out of here very soon. Are you blessed you came to church? All right. So I chanced on a message that a friend of mine put on his IG page. Ask your neighbor, do you know IG? What? Which one is the IG? Instagram, yes. And I want to read it to you. I'm preaching, so we are preaching. He says, last night, I received a horrible news that sent shock down my spines. A young guy who is a teacher in my area in Washington, Ashima, not Washington, in Washington, Ashima, has allegedly taken his life. According to my neighbor who broke the news to us, he has secured a loan to open a cosmetic shop for his girlfriend and subsequently went for another to support her to Canada. That is a very nice boyfriend. Oh. Ladies, how many of you are expecting such a boyfriend in your life? Very nice guy. He continued and he said, however, before his girlfriend left, she handed the key to the shop to the mother, and this made him sad. And he tried to reach out to the lady to have her mother release the key to him. As if that was not enough, a few months after settling in Canada, that is the lady, she sent a breakup message to the gentleman. As usual, she sent a breakup message to the gentleman. Now, this is a sad part of the story when I was reading the guy's thing. He said, ever since he's been depressed and telling friends about his intention on taking his life. He was found decomposed in his room after 3 days of ghosting everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, the guy killed himself. This is a very sad story. I mean, why do you think this guy killed himself? It's because he has invested so much into a lady and he was expecting a return. So in his mind, as I am investing into this lady, as I went for a loan to open a shop for her, and as I sponsored her to go to Canada, she's going to come and I'm going to marry him. And probably she's going to take me to Canada. But unfortunately for him, it didn't happen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one thing that we have to understand in life is that whenever someone invests into you, the person expects a certain return. So parents that are seated over here, if you invest into your children that they go to school, you are not just doing it for doing it's sake, but you want them to live a better life for themselves. Hallelujah. Nobody here invests into something and at the end of the day doesn't want a good return. So I also chanced on a video on Facebook about a guy who was crying bitterly. And the reason being that he sponsored a lady to go to a school, a particular school. It starts with N. I didn't mention it, I beg you. I should say it. Okay, nursing. Pastor Ivy said I should say it. I mean, he's taller than me, so if you want to beat me, he will sort you out. And at the end of the day, when the lady was done with the school, she says that she's not going to marry the gentleman. She has seen something better out there and something very nice out there. And she says, brother, I can't marry you. And this guy was crying on the phone uncontrollably. Why? Because he has invested into the lady and he was expecting a certain return from her. So when we talk about someone investing into you, it means that the person put his time, the person put his or her money, the person put his or her strength into you so that you become a better person in future. I mean, there are parents who don't have so much, but their children go to the best of school in town. Why? Because they want the best for their children. Their parents who today, they don't drive a car. Not because they can't buy a car, but because they have to pay school fees. If that money for school fees should have been saved, I mean, they will be in a very nice Jaguar. Yeah, that is the dream car for my wife, Jaguar. So she's called Jaguar Baby. That is her nickname. Yes. So, but they do all that they can so that their children can go to school. Now, imagine you send your child to school after paying all these school fees, and your child comes back home and it's nothing. Your child has at 30, 50, or 40, he's still in your house and he's still saying, "Ma, ma, 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 are coming to me." Is that how they say it? "Ma, I'm hungry." How will you feel? So there are parents who are very disappointed because they have invested so much into their children, but at the end of the day, they didn't get what they have to get. And that can make a person very sad. And that can make the person very worried. So in the stories that I read to you, you can see that a certain investment has been made into the life of these people, and at the end of the day, they didn't give a good return. And today, I want to share a message with you with the title, "The Song of a Disappointed Lover." The Song of a Disappointed Lover. So all the scenarios that I gave us, we can see that there were some disappointed lovers in those scenarios. They were expecting something powerful from the people that they have invested into, but at the end of the day, they didn't see what they were expecting. The Song of a Disappointed Lover, chapter 5. "My beloved is," help me sing it, "the most beautiful among thousands and thousands." Can you sing a nice song to your beloved, to your beloved today? "The most beautiful among thousands and thousands. The most beautiful among thousands and thousands." Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Yeshua, let's sing Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Beautiful among thousands and thousands. Sing it unto the Lord. "The most beautiful among thousands and thousands." Isaiah chapter 5. We are going to read from verse 1 to 7, then we are done. I will read from the King James Version unless I said otherwise. Thank you. Bible says, "Now I will sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful field." Take note. In a very fruitful field. Come to verse 1, please. "In a very fruitful field. Now, what you have to understand is that God is God, and we are his people. Amen. And here the scripture says that the beloved had a vineyard, and in a very what? Fruitful field. So it means that when the beloved wanted to work on the vineyard, he picked the vineyard and he put the vineyard into a very fruitful field. That is a very important investment that God has made. So Auntie Vava, you were somewhere doing all kinds of things. Or you were like my friend Pastor Elvis. He was somewhere, but he was not doing all kinds of things. You are like him. I'm looking for somebody who is not like him. I'm here. You were somewhere doing all kinds of things. Now, God picks you, and he didn't just put you anywhere. He put you in a very fruitful field. John chapter 15, verse 5. John 15, verse 5. Help me preach, brother. John 15, verse 5. It says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye shall do nothing. The words of Jesus. So Jesus says that he's the vine, and we are the branches. So let us understand this very well. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's read from verse 7 to 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to 8. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into what? A good land. A good land. And a land brooks of water, of fountains, and depth that spring out, valleys and hills. Verse 8. So the scripture started mentioning where God brings us. A land of wheat and barley. A line of vine. So God picks us, and he invested so much into us, and he brings us to a place that is very fruitful. Can you see what God has done? Go to the scripture again. Isaiah 5. Verse 2. And he faced it. That is the second thing I want you to take notice of. So God picks you from where you are. He brings you to a fruitful field. He didn't just leave you there. The scripture says that, and he faced you. He faced you. He didn't just leave you to be there, because he knows that if he leaves you to be there, something bad can happen to you. So God says that, I want to face you. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. God says that, I want to face you, because as I'm bringing you to the fruitful land, I want to protect you. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. For I said the Lord, I will be unto her a wall of fire around about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. So God says that he's going to be like a wall of fire around you, and he will be the glory in the midst of you. So as the Lord picks you, he didn't just leave you there. He says that, I want to face you, so that when the enemy comes, they will not get through to you. See, as you are seated over here, you don't know how many times the enemy tried to destroy your life. But God says, no, I have faced him. Hallelujah. God says, no, I have faced him. There's no way that the enemy can have him. God says, I faced him. Are you following the message? God didn't just leave you. He says that, I have faced my well beloved. Hallelujah. Yeah. He faced us. So many times, the devil tried to get at us, but God says, no, leave my son alone. God says, no, leave my daughter alone. Look at what the scripture says in Job chapter 1, verse 10. He says that because you have made a hedge around him. Look at the Job chapter 1, verse 1. He said, Job, chapter 1, verse 10. Oh, Jesus, help me. He says that, has thou not made a hedge about him? That was when Satan was talking to God and wanted to destroy Job. And he says that, has thou not made a hedge about him and about his house? And about all that he had on every side? That has blessed the work of his hand, and the substance is increased in his hand. So as you are seated over here, God didn't just save you, but he made a hedge around you. You didn't put your hands together for the Lord. God
didn't just save you, but he made a hedge around you. Can I use you to preach? Please come. What's your name again? Mami Ahimfa. Put your hands together for Mami Ahimfa. So this Mami Ahimfa, God picks her. Stand here so that people can see you well. The last time I saw you on TV3, Charlie, you're a big woman. God picks her. God put her in a very fruitful field. And God now says that, as I place Ahimfa in a very fruitful field, I am not going to leave her alone, but I am going to face her. It means that there's going to be a certain protection around her, that when the enemy comes, they're not going to get at her. I need like four boys. Come. Four boys, come. Four men. Oh, sorry. And they said amen. Please come. Hurry up. They said amen. Oh, Jesus, help me preach. Come. Come. Bill, come this way. No. This way. Then follow. Oh, Uncle Bet, you are here. Thank you.
Just be like this. No.
Just like this. Namia, come. Come. Yeah. So, God picks Ahimfa. God picks you. Now, God put her in a very fruitful field. And she's not doing well for herself. Now, God knows very well how dangerous the enemy can become. And God says that because I pick Ahimfa and I want to make her life very fruitful, I have made a fence around her. Now, look at this. I am the enemy, but Ahimfa, I am not the enemy. So, it's like an accident is coming at her. The accident is trying to locate Ahimfa. I cannot. A fence has been placed. There is a certain accident that as Ahimfa is on that torture, the enemy wants to destroy her life. The enemy tries to break the wall. He can go. He said, I have made a hedge around you. So as you are on the fruitful field, you are not just there, but I, God, I have made a hedge around you. Yeah. I'm saying that you don't know how God has saved you. You don't know how God has preserved your life. Yes. One day I sat on a torture. I was going to secondary school there. See, I sat in the torture. My torture had an accident. And only two people survived in the torture. Myself and a lady that I was seated closer to survived. You know, as I was here, do you know that they had a funeral on my behalf before? Because at home, they knew that I was dead. So I'm not going to die now. Because my funeral has happened before. Now, as I was thinking about that incident, it means that God has made a certain hedge around me. That as I am in that car and the enemy wanted to destroy me, and as the enemy was coming, God says there is no way you are going to go. As the enemy want to destroy her, God says there is no way they are going to go. Look at these four body men. The enemy comes and says that I am coming for Mami Ahimfa's children. He runs. There is a hedge. There is a hedge. The enemy is bringing breast cancer to you. He comes. There is a hedge. Oh, lagadabaya bababaria. I said there is a hedge around you. And it's an investment that God has made. The enemy look at your children and they said the children, they will not do well. Their life will not turn out well. But because of you, there is a hedge. There is a hedge. There is a hedge. The enemy can, let me go. Let me just touch it. Let me just touch it. There is a hedge. And as you are seated over here, I want you to understand that there is a hedge around you. That no weapon of the enemy formed against you will prosper. That every tongue that rises up against you, they shall be condemned in judgment. Because there is a hedge around you. Please be seated. Mommy, be here for me. Oh, Jesus. Let's proceed and close. Isaiah 5, please. And he said, he gathered out the stone thereof. He gathered out the stone thereof. What does it mean? It means that as God picked you and he made a hedge around you, he wants you to grow. He wants you to be fruitful. So what he does is that any stone that will prevent your growth, any stone that will destroy you so that you cannot grow, the scripture says that he gathered them out. So you have to understand that Jesus, he died on the cross for you. He used his precious blood and he died on the cross for you. So looking at mommy and him for her, Jesus wanted to do well, and any stone in her life, she picked up. Jesus picked the stone of envy. He picked the stone of sin. He picked the stone of anger. He picked the stone of disgrace out of our lives so that we can do well. So he makes her life so beautiful. My sins has gone far away. Jesus has taken my burden sins away. Oh, Jesus.
Once I was a sinner, saved by grace. Once I was a sinner, saved by grace.
I say my sins has gone
far away.
Jesus has taken my penances away. Once I was a sinner, saved by grace.
Once I was a sinner, now saved by grace.
Go back to the scripture. He picks the stone because he wants mommy to be very fruitful. So mommy used to live a certain life. Jesus changed her life. She used to dress in a certain way. Jesus changed the dressing. Jesus put a certain glory on her. Jesus blessed her. Jesus makes her life beautiful. Put a certain glory upon her, around her, that when you see her, you see, that is why sometimes when people see you, they say, ah, is that not the brother that we used to know? You used to go for Mbappe. Do you know Mbappe? Is that what they say? Mbappe. Yeah, call Mbappe. Mbappe. No, it's not Mbappe. You are spoiling the message. It's what? Please help me. Today, there, you help me. Mbappe. You that you always bought to go for Mbappe, today you don't go for Mbappe again. You go for prayer meeting and you go for evangelism because Jesus has put a certain glory upon you.
Hallelujah.
He has put a certain glory upon her that she doesn't go for Bemampe again. So women go for Bemampe. He said, you gathered the stone thereof and you started making her life beautiful. You place something upon her. You place something upon her. There is a certain glory upon her.
Let me put it.
My suit is not glory. I'm just giving an example. Cover her. So now she can wait. Let her wait. Let her wait. Let her put her hand in there. No, relax, it will go. Yes, do the pocket tip well for her. Oh, Jesus, Nino Satayamanino Kose. Jesus, there is a certain glory that is upon her. You see, when she came here, she wasn't like this. When you came to Christ, you were not like that. You were not beautiful like this. But God took the stone and he put a certain glory. Look at Mamiya here, for this is not how she came. This is not how she came. But look at her in a very double-breasted suit with a pocket square. He gives me a car, project her car for her, for us. What car will you have for my Mianfa? And a house. Bless her life. Because she knows that I want to invest into Ahifa's life. I want her life to be a very beautiful life. So I am picking the stone. Anything. So any foolish man that is coming on your way, Jesus picks it out.
Hallelujah.
That is why if you are a lady, don't be in hurry to say that I want to marry. The right person will come. Maybe sometimes Jesus is picking just the stones out so that those people will not come and kill your ministry. Those people will not come and kill your life. Look at your car. Ah, yantala makaya baba. Whoa, a glory upon her. Come and see, oh, come and see. Oh, come and see, oh, come and, oh, come and see what the Lord. That is a song of me singing. What the Lord has done. Oh, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Come and see what
the Lord has done.
Oh, he has done for me.
He has done for me.
What have I done for me?
He has done for me.
Oh, he has done for me.
He has done for me.
He has done it for me.
He has done for me.
What my pastor could not do.
He has done for me.
What my mother cannot do.
He has done for me.
Setting glory has blessed. God blesses her with a phone. Give me a car key. God blesses her with a car. She didn't come here with a car key. God blesses her with a car key. You didn't come to the Lord the way you were. But when you came, you can see a certain change in your life. You bought today, you are in a self-contained house. You used to bath somewhere and carry the water in gallon and go and throw on the road. Look at how you have changed your story. If you are there, just relax and know that God will change your story. I said, if you are there today, I prophesy that God will change your story. You will build your house, you will have your car, you will travel, your children will come, your ministry will flourish in the name of Jesus. Can God bless her with a husband? Let the husband join her, please. Somebody, example, you are not the husband, please. Who will do it? Give the Lord a shout. God picked the stone. Mommy that came here, she was not in this suit. But God gave her the suit. God blessed her with a car. God blessed her with a house. And God gave her a nice house for her. Are you giving the Lord a shout of praise? Yeah. And now mommy is no more single. Now when she's talking to us, she say, hello. When mommy see, those are when mommy see her in church, she say hello. But this day, her fingers are all over. Hey, hello, hello, hello. And when I call her, mommy in the voice, she say, excuse me, Pastor James, I am Mrs. Mrs. what? Dot, 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 to dot. Let's close. Let's close. Husband, please, you can sit down. Are you married? You are not married. You are single. Are you searching? You are searching. May God answer your prayers and give you something very beautiful in the name of Jesus. Let's go. Let's go. Let's close. Let's close. Let's close. Let's close. I feel like preaching. Oh, can I preach? I should preach. And the Bible says he planted it with the choicest vine. It means that this talk about God's intentionality. God is so intentional about your life. He didn't just plant anything into your life, but he says that he planted it with the choicest vine. Choicest vine. It means that God wants the best for you. Choicest vine. The intentionality about God. And I want you to understand that if you are in this church, you should know that God gave you the choicest vine. He didn't just plant you anywhere. Don't take here to say, oh, I am just in the church. Shepherds for Restoration Family. Because people are going, so me too, I'm going. That is not the reason. God has a certain plan for you. God is so intentional about you. So he plants you with the choicest vine. access vine. The messages that we listen in this church, you can see that they are very, very powerful messages. Choices fine, solid. Those are investment. Do you know what it takes for a pastor to come and preach? It did this. I mean, you when pastor come, ask him, what does it mean to preach? Anytime that I'm coming to preach, I can't sleep. It's like something is doing my body. Like, I have to read, I have to study, I have to pray. Those are investments that God is making for you. So when we come to this church and messages are preached, like messages like, how do you call it? What are some of the messages we listen to? Becoming like Jesus. Choices vine. Holy Spirit, our helper. Last week, the choices vine. One of my favorite messages that I always listen over again is the project called Me, the choices vine. Those messages transform us. God is so intentional about you. And the Bible says that the choices vine. Let's read Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 5. The choices vine. Ezekiel 17. And he took also the seed of the land and planted in it a fruitful field. He placed it by great waters. God has placed you by great waters. The Successful Restoration Family is one of the great waters that God has placed you in. And set a willow tree. Verse 6. And it grew. May you grow. And he said, it became spreading vine of low stature. Choices vine. Intentionality. God is so intentional about you. And I want to explain to you that in this church, don't take it for granted that you are just, you don't just say, oh, something happened and I came to shepherd for. No, God is so intentional about it. He's very, very intentional. He knows that in this church, you are going to receive the choices vine, the choices word for your life and for your ministry. Let's go back for this, to the scripture and close. And build a tower in the midst of it. Again, it speaks about how God is a watchman. You know, when he says build a tower, it means that God is so tall. You see, I am not taller than him. And anything that is coming here, I can see it. He built a tower. That God is standing. So far as his voice is concerned, look at it. I can even see her. Is it Apempem? Apempem. I can see her. Apempem. God can see your Apempem. It means that he cares so much about you. That you see, as I'm here, whoever, Pastor Ives, stand up. I can see him close. Who is at the back? The person on the, stand up, let me see. Ernest, I can see you. So anyone who tried to come closer to Ahifa, God can see. A tower very tall to defend your life. Psalm 121 verse 2. Psalm 121 verse 2. My help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Verse 3. He says that he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Because of you, God does not sleep. Because of you, God does not slumber. He's always awake and waiting for the enemy. And when the enemy comes, he will deal with it. Because of you, God doesn't sleep. Isaiah 5. Oh, Jesus. And he also made and went press therein. It means that God wants you to be transformed. Don't just be the grapes, but he wants you to be turned into wine. God wants a certain transformation from us. As he saved us, he bought us with his blood. He wants a certain transformation for us. Now, something happened. Look at it. Now, the Bible says, God look. So, God is not looking at her. God is not looking at you. He looked. That it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes. God is expecting you to be fruitful. God is expecting you to be fruitful. But the scripture says that you brought forth wild grapes upon all the investments. Upon all the investment that God has invested into you. God is expecting you to be fruitful. And Bible says God look at you and he brought wild grapes. This is a part of the scripture that breaks me down. What grapes? Verse 3. Let's close. And now, O inhabitant of Jerusalem and men of Judah, Now, God is asking us three things here. He said, judge, I pray, between me and my vineyard. In other words, judge between me and mommy. Judge between me and you. Judge. You just judge. When she came here, was she like this? But look at her life. Just judge. Now, continue. What did the Bible say? The Bible says, verse 4, help me, brother. The Bible says, oh, Jesus. He said, what could have been done more to my vineyard? What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? It's like a mother who sent the child to school. If she paid the school fee, some of them, they have to even do extra classes. She did all, and you come home, you get F. What could I have done? God is asking us this morning, what could have been done that I didn't do? I faced you. I watched over you. I saved you with my precious blood. I protected you. I made a face around you. So why are you not fruitful? Why are you not fruitful? We started the year. You are here. You don't even have one soul in church as at now. Why? What is happening to you? God is asking you this morning. What do you think I should do again? What could have been done? What message do you want to listen to again? What preaching do you want to listen to again? What could have been done that I didn't do? What could have been done that I didn't do? That I looked at it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. Upon this investment, God is looking at her, and God is expecting her to bear fruit of righteousness. God is expecting her to bear fruit of joy. God is expecting her to bear fruit of peace. And God says, I look at her, and the fruit that she brings forth are wild grapes. Don't you think God has done so much for you? Don't you think God has invested so much into you? What does it take for you to be in church on a Sunday morning? Today I was chatting someone. I said, will you be in church? I said, it's been a while I've seen you in church. What's happening to you? He said, Pastor, nothing. What is wrong with you? Are you fine? Why are you not coming to church? Nothing. You are saying nothing? Are you telling me nothing? Do you know what it takes for you to be saved? Do you know the investment that God has invested into you? You are telling me nothing. On Sunday morning, we have to beg you to come to church. On Wednesday, we have to beg you to come to church. You don't understand what you are doing. God has invested so much into you and I. You are saying nothing. Some of us, we say we are doing online. Jesus didn't do online. I said, Jesus didn't do online. He didn't remain in heaven and say that I am dying online for them. He came physically. Look at the investment that Jesus has done. His blood was shed on the cross of Calvary. The King of Kings was mocked on the cross of Calvary. For your sake and for my sake. Oh, Jesus, help me. For your sake and for my sake. For your sake and for my sake. Oh, Jesus. For your sake and for my sake. He died. On Sunday morning, you can't come to church. You can't come. For your sake and for my sake. He died a sinful death. He invested so much into you. I said, now, the year. We said it's our year of giving our best to the Lord. Have you given your best? We can't even see one soul. One soul. See, I don't care. Let me say this. You can be a singer. I can be a pastor. Whoever you are. The most important thing remains the most important thing. That is, we must all be soul winners. As I'm a singer, I should have a soul in this church. When I pass the microphone on to you and I say that, have you brought someone to church? Have you? You think it's a joke? You think it's a joke? It's never a joke. It was not easy for Jesus. At the point he says, I won't do it again. But he said, Father, let your will be done. Look at this investment. Look at the way he transformed her life. That he's looking forth. So God is looking forth to you. He's not just looking for you to sing. He's looking for souls here. Some of us, we joke with church. We joke with church. We think it's just something normal. The blood of Christ was shed on for you. Brought forth wild grapes. Wild grapes. Instead of you to bring fruit, the only thing you have is bitterness, complaint. You are even destroying the church. God have mercy on you. You sit at home, you won't come to church. What we say, you are doing online, you don't have any reason. Today, I don't feel like going, but you go to work. The Chinese man didn't die for you. I want to tell you this morning. The Chinese man that you work for, he didn't die for you. So much investments. Now look at the song of the disappointed lover. Here God sang a song. And that is the title of my message, and I close. The song of a disappointed lover. As I look at mommy, I wanted to bring forth fruit, but the fruit are not coming. Let's go. He said, and now go to and tell you what I will do to my vineyard. Song number one, I will take away the hedge thereof. I thought you would say mercy. Just put your hand on your head and say, God have mercy on me. He says that I'm going to take the hedge. Do you remember there was a hedge here? Do you remember that hedge? That hedge that was protecting me from getting to it. He said, I'm going to take it. The story that I read to you was a guy who was disappointed and he killed himself. God is singing a disappointed song to you. I'm going to take the hedge thereof. Number two, he says that it shall be beaten upon. Oh, Jesus. Why? Because I've invested so much, I can't see anything. And I'll break down the wall thereof. That is a song of a disappointed lover. And he said, it shall be trodden upon. He said, I will lay it waste. May the Lord not lay you waste. He said, I will lay it waste. And it shall not be pruned. It shall not be pruned, nor digged, but they shall come upon briers and thorns. It is a part that make me shiver. It says, I will command the clouds that they rain on upon it. Why? I have invested so much into her. I've invested so much into him, but I can't see the result of my investments. Today, church, as I close, I want you to understand that God has invested so much into you and I, and he's expecting us to bear fruit. He's expecting us to be in church. He's expecting us to give our best. He's expecting us to support the mission, to support our pastors, to go for assembly meetings. He's expecting us. Don't joke with it. The song of a disappointed lover. Take my life and let it be. Let's sing this song as we close. Take my life. 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 The only thing I can do is that God, take my life. Take it. Take it. Take it.
Take my moment and my day.
Take my life.
Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my life and let
be on your feet as we close. Be on your feet as we close. He invested so much in you. Can you tell him to take your life?
Take my moment and my days. Let them flow in sea.
There is a part who said, take my voice and let me sing.
Take my voice.
You are invested so much into me. My voice, let me sing.
Always only for my King.
Oh. Oh. Can you make a pledge to the Lord today and say, take me, I am yours, I am yours.
Oh.
My will and make it die.
Take my will and make it die.
Yeah. It shall no longer be mine. It shall no longer be mine. Take my heart, it is thine own.
Oh, yeah, da 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 ba da ba ba. Church, today, as I close, I want to encourage all of us to reflect on our lives and how we can respond to God's investment in us. I am challenging every one of us today that we should bear good fruit in our daily walk with the Lord. As you are living here, remember this message, that so much has been invested into you and you need to bear good fruit for the Lord. All eyes closed and every head bowed. If you are here, you are not born again. You are not saved. You didn't give your life to Jesus. He's ready to receive you. Lift up your right hand and I want to pray with you. And if you are here, you feel like giving your life back to Him again. Rededication and say, God, you have invested so much into me, but I didn't do my best. I need you to help me now to do my best. Lift up your right hand and pray with you. Let's all pray this prayer. Say, Father, help me to love you. Help me to love you. Help me to love you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together. Let's go sing.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.